Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 127. We're going to be reading it twice. The first time we read will be from the New Living Translation and the second time we read will be from the New American Standard Bible. So join with me as we read Psalm 127, first from the NLT. Unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builders is wasted. Unless the Lord protects a city, guarding it with sentries will do no good. It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat. For God gives rest to his loved ones. Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from him. Children born to a young man are like arrows in a warrior's hands. How joyful is the man whose quiver is full of them. He will not be put to shame when he confronts his accusers at the city gates. And now we read again, this time from the New American Standard Bible. Unless the Lord builds a house, they who build it labour in vain. Unless the Lord guards a city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is futile for you to rise up early, to stay up late, to eat the bread of painful labour. This is how he gives his beloved sleep. Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be ashamed when they speak with their enemies in the gate. So this is Psalm 127. This is also a psalm of ascents. We've had a lot of these psalms recently because there's this big block of these psalms, which means it's something that they would sing, as they would say as they went up to worship the Lord up on the hill, up on Jerusalem. And we get these languages about building a house and about Zion and about cities as well throughout these psalms. And interestingly, this is a psalm of Solomon. So a lot of psalms are usually attributed to David or the sons of Korah or Asaph. But this is Solomon. Solomon is David's son, and he is the one who builds the temple for the Lord. He's one of the, in fact, he is the wealthiest king, and he is so incredibly wealthy that in his time, silver was almost considered worthless. And so when we read about how Solomon decorated things, it was all with gold, because gold was so, well, it's the most valuable thing. And so this is the context we come into this psalm in. And it starts with, unless the Lord builds a house, they who build it labour in vain. Well, what house are they talking about? On the one hand, it's the temple. The Lord is the one who commands the building of the temple, who structures the building of the temple, who gives instruction. In the same way, it's the Lord who builds up the church. And sometimes we try and do so many things to build the church, to build this and to see growth. But if we aren't doing it with the Lord, there's no point in doing it at all. If we aren't building our houses, building our lives, building our churches with the Lord and what he's saying, it's a waste of time. Likewise, unless the Lord guards a city, the watchman stays awake in vain. How many psalms of the ones that we've read before have said things about how important it is to know that the Lord is our help, that he is the one that defends us, that we don't trust in chariots, but we trust in the Lord. Where does our security come from? Well, it comes from him. If God isn't with us, we don't stand a chance. we then get this verse, and I love these verses. It is futile for you to rise up early, to stay up late, to eat the bread of painful labor. For God gives rest to his loved ones. And I know that I'm definitely someone who can easily fall into the trap of working too much. And whether that's because we're constantly needing more money, whether that's because we just find it hard to say no, and I work in ministry, and it can be hard to say no because so many things seem good and worth doing. But are we doing it with the Lord? Because the Lord loves us, and the Lord gives us rest. If we haven't had time for rest, please talk to someone, ask for help. Rest is so important. Don't forget that one of the Ten Commandments was about resting on the Sabbath. Now, the Ten Commandments, these are also things like do not murder. It is just as important that you don't kill someone as it is that we rest. And this psalm reminds us of that. The psalmist finishes by saying, "Behold, children are a gift of the Lord." And I can only imagine that as they're ascending up to go and worship God, there are children around them. And I'm sure we've all been in a situation where a child is laughing or a child is crying, and people, they tut and they shake their heads. And this is a reminder, children are a gift from the Lord. If someone has lots of them, rejoice with them. They haven't got anything to be ashamed of. God loves children. We shouldn't make people feel ashamed for having them. Who is welcome to worship the Lord? Everyone. How do we worship the Lord? We invite him into us as we build our houses, our churches, as we protect the things we love, as we go to work, as we rest, as we spend time with our families. This has been Psalm 127 of Daily Psalm Reading. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you, and goodbye.